I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Yesterday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu agreed to a 20-point U.S.-backed proposal for ending the Israel-Hamas war. Netanyahu warned that if Hamas rejects the deal or accepts it and then opposes it, Israel will, quote, finish the job by itself. The path ahead is complex. Fadi Sharaya with the MENA Leadership Center reminds us that ordinary people are at stake.
If you have a child who's 14 years old 2 years ago, and now he's 16, he lost his family. What do you think this person would be, peacemaker or a soldier? Whether he is in Gaza or in Israel.
He urges Christians to remember the big picture.
God loves the people. God loves humankind. And God wants all to come to faith in Christ. So whenever it's tough, we go back to the basics.
Keep praying for the peace of Christ to reach into the war zone. And life's struggles fade in the light of the gospel. This is what Belarusian pastors believe as they persevere through obstacles in their ministry. Eric Mock from Slava Gospel Association says,
we heard through compassion ministry for the last 11 years, thousands of people have heard the gospel, and they were reporting that hundreds of people have come to faith through this ministry.
They face government restrictions, sermon and social media monitoring, and even arrests, yet remain faithful to the Great Commission.
Look behind the curtain and see the faithful believers who, irregardless of world events, continue to fulfill the task at hand and declare the gospel to all people.
Pray for a new generation of pastors to carry the call. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.